This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to keep up the fight against Hamas militants on Monday, while Palestinians mourn more than 100 people who Gaza health officials said were killed overnight in Israeli airstrikes. Reuters' Zachary Goldman has more.
His remarks come after reports that the leaders of Hamas, the Palestinian Islamist group that governed Gaza, rejected an Egyptian proposal that they relinquish power in the enclave in exchange for a permanent ceasefire. That's according to two Egyptian security sources who spoke to Reuters on Monday. An official from Hamas later denied what the sources said about the talks. The last 48 hours have been particularly deadly. At least 70 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Mughazi refugee camp in the middle of the Gaza Strip.
That's Zachary Goldman of Reuters News. And at his annual Christmas Day speech, Pope Francis, through a translator, called for an end to the war between the two parties.
I plead
for an end to the military operations with their appalling harvest of innocent civilian victims and call for a solution to the desperate humanitarian situation by an opening to the provision of humanitarian aid.
Serbian police detained at least 38 people as opposition plans more protests against the election results. Student protester Nikola Ristic.
We think we have some points that show us that there was a lot of people who are not living in Belgrade.
Police have warned they wouldn't allow roads or bridges to be blocked in the capital city of Belgrade. President Aleksandar Vučić described Sunday's protest as an attempt to overthrow the government with the help from abroad, although he did not specify exactly what he meant. This